This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Just to prove that I don't exclusively talk about theater productions that I'm volunteering to help with at Prairie Players Civic Theater, I did want to tell you about another performance going on this weekend that Monmouth College Theater students are taking part in. And this sounds like a really interesting, really funny play called The Real Inspector Hound. That will be performed over the next couple of days starting Thursday. Todd Quick is a Monmouth College Theater professor and is directing the production, and he is joining us on the line right now. Todd, thanks so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Yeah, very glad to have you. I will note first, by the way, that this will be a production that will be at the Fusion Theater in downtown Monmouth, and if I didn't know any better, Todd, that's become a pretty cool place to see a show.
Absolutely. It's always my first choice of facilities to direct a play in here at Monmouth College. We do have our, you know, our larger, more traditional proscenium Wells Theater. Mm-hmm. The Fusion is just such a fun venue. It's a small, flexible black box space, so we can rearrange the audience seating for every show. And it's a really intimate space to see a performance in, so you're never more than a few feet away from the actors, which is really, really an exciting and different kind of theater-going experience.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I like about a black box theater in general, is that it's kind of a smaller, intimate setting. But even unlike Prairie Players here in Galesburg, which I help a lot with, the Fusion, like you said, the fact that you can rearrange the space to almost any way you need it is really kind of a big positive.
That's right, and it gives a lot of opportunities for our student designers to really be thinking about, okay, for this individual script, what's the best actor-audience configuration, which is a part of the process that a lot of student designers, you know, normally aren't exposed to because you're working with a fixed theater space.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so the Fusion Theater is where The Real Inspector Hound will be performed Thursday through Sunday this weekend. And from what I've been reading about it, you say that this is it's not a new piece, but it's one that you say holds up very well. Talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. So this play is written by the great British comic playwright Tom Stoppard, who over the last half century has produced some really wonderfully funny plays. In addition to this, he has Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Yeah.
He penned the screenplay for Shakespeare in Love. You know, he's a master of witty wordplay and language. And it was just amazed me at our first cast reading of this play back in December. The play, we couldn't get through half the scenes because the actors were just in hysterics. So even 19-20-year-old actors with a 60-year-old play, they're still cracking themselves up every day at rehearsal, which I think bodes well for how the audience will enjoy the show, I think.
This is a play about a play, but it's a comedy more or less about a tragedy, in a sense, isn't it?
That's right. There are a lot of layers to this one. So on the surface level, it's a play within a play. So we're watching two theater critics who are attending a play called The Real Inspector Hound, which is sort of a murder mystery comedy, a bit of a send-up of plays like Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
Mm-hmm.
So those sort of classic British whodunits set in a remote countryside manor with all of the typical red herrings and mistaken identities and twist endings. But what makes this play really fun is that as the play continues, a little at a time, we see our critics end up sort of getting sucked into the action of the play within the play and become players themselves in the show that they're reviewing.
And talking about becoming players themselves in a production, that's the great thing about, this performance being in a black box is kind of the audience almost ends up being in the same boat here, right?
That's absolutely right. The critics sort of serve as a go-between, that half the time they're sitting there watching the action and clapping and laughing along with the rest of our audience, And then as they get sucked in, it keeps the audience on the edge of their seat. You know, you have to be careful that you don't get sucked into the play yourself. So they definitely serve as a bit of a bridge between performer and audience.
Talk to me about your two main characters, the two critics here. The descriptions of them are quite interesting to me.
Yes, we have the two main characters are Moon and Bird Boot. Bird Boot is our first string critic who is a theater critic who's very popular but seems to be popular not necessarily for all of the right reasons. He seems a little more interested in, you know, hitting up the bar after the performance and using his position as a theater critic to charm and attract the young actresses than actually writing about the play itself. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have the character of Moon, who is a backup critic who normally isn't even in the theater reviewing the show, but is called in to review this evening's show as a stand-in or a standby. And Moon is a sort of a hilarious send-up of the elite academic theater critics, where every word, why say it with a simple word if you can say it in French or with some sort of, you know, to show off your SAT vocabulary. And what's really fun about both of these critics at the opposite end of the spectrum is that the playwright, Tom Stoppard, himself had worked as a theater critic for a little while in the 50s and 60s. So he was, you know, working from some firsthand experience here about the very different, disparate personalities that end up as theater critics.
It almost gets to the point where I can't read reviews like that anymore because they almost become too wordy and almost too way out of my league. They try to be so smart-alecky about it.
Absolutely. And there's some fun scenes in the show where you watch Moon and Bird Boot really just delighting in their own intelligence as they're trying to come up with clever turns of phrase to describe what is a pretty goofy play as they, you know, try to impress themselves with how they can talk about it.
Talk to me about your students working and acting in the play, especially the student playing Moon, because as I understand it, she's involved in the play and hasn't even taken a theater class yet.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the wonderful things I think about our program at the college is that our productions are open to students from all across campus. So nothing is exclusively just reserved for our theater majors. So Moon, which is one of the two lead roles, one of the critics, is played by Gabriella Madu, who is a first-year student here at Monmouth, who came in solely as a computer science major, but after starring in our Christmas production last semester, I think she's slowly come to terms with the fact that she also wants to study theater. So like many of our students, she'll be double majoring in theater and then something completely unrelated, like computer science. But yeah, Gabriella is doing amazing work. She's one of actually four first-year students who are playing significant roles in this production.
That's great.
We've got lots of fresh faces in the show, many of whom, because they're just getting involved now as first-year students, you're right, haven't taken any of our acting classes yet, but are already making a big mark on the theater department here.
Well, I think that's fantastic. That's a very good thing indeed, for sure. All right, so tell me about the performance times and tickets and that sort of thing. Everything starts Thursday night, right?
Yep, so we open the day after tomorrow, Thursday night, February 27th, and we run just this one weekend. So we close on Sunday, March 1st. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have evening performances starting at 7:30 p.m., and the Sunday show is a 2 p.m. matinee. It's a short little piece. The show runs only about 70 minutes. So for those people who are, you know, driving in from Galesburg, you can see an evening performance and still make it home at a decent hour. The show is rated PG. There's a little bit of language and some innuendo, but I think it's, for the most part, a family-friendly production. You can get tickets at the door. It's general admission, so it's first come, first serve seating. But if you, especially Friday and Saturday night, which tend to be our busier evenings, if you'd like to get tickets ahead of time, you can get them on our website. So if you go to www.monmouthcollege.edu/box-office, that will take you right to our theater department's box office page, and you can purchase your tickets ahead of time. Ticket prices range between $6 for students up to $9 for the general public.
Wonderful. And we also have that link to those tickets and more information to the play on our community events page at WGIL.com. So if you're going to see the Who's Tommy on Friday night at Prairie Players, because I'm nothing if not shameless, then you can go to Monmouth College on Saturday night and the Fusion Theater and see and get a good laugh in with the real Inspector Hunt as well. It's a good weekend for theater in our area. So Todd Quick, a theater professor at Monmouth College, directing The Real Inspector Hound this weekend. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. And break a leg this weekend.
Great. Thanks very much, Will.
Again, go to WGIL.com and the community events page for more. And thanks again, Todd. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports are straight ahead on Galesburg's Evening News.